Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business, and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I am so pleased to be back with you live this week, and we've got a great show lined up for you. It's that time of year again when we're thinking summer reading, and who better to make some recommendations to you than Pam Cady from University Bookstore. She's going to be joining us in just a moment. She joined us last year, and I was just amazed at the wide array of books that she brought, so I'm really looking forward to see what she's got with us today. But first of all, I wanted to say hi to Eric, since we've not touched base in a couple of weeks, and say thank you, my friend, for taking care of things while I was away.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I hope you had a great time on your vacation. We missed you, but you definitely deserved a couple of weeks off.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I actually think I deserved another couple of weeks off. It went far too quick.
It always does.
Yeah. It's been a while since I had a proper vacation, so it was really nice. And it was nice to meet up with my sister halfway around the world from her. So we had a fun time.
Good.
And so what were you up to while I was gone?
Not a lot, you know, holding down the fort here, you know, prepping for my little getaway. I'm going to go camping here in a couple of weeks, so looking forward to that, you know, that sort of thing. So not as exciting as taking a vacation. You said you went to the Barbados, is that right?
I went to Barbados in the West Indies. Yeah, it's the furthest eastern island of the Caribbean islands.
Now, see, I know nothing about Barbados aside from hearing about it as one of these, you know, tropical wonders that everybody should go see at some point. But so tell us more about Barbados.
Well, honestly, it's a place I've never really thought of going. But my sister called me one day and said, hey, do you want to meet us in Barbados? And I thought about it for a couple of months and I was like, what the heck? But it's not as tropical as I thought it was going to be. They do have beautiful, lush palm trees. And, of course, they grow coconuts and bananas and mangoes.
For those of us trying to imagine it on the globe, because, as I said, I'm not familiar with anything aside from the name and that knowing vaguely that it's an island and that it's warm. Whereabouts is it located so that we can picture it?
Well, if you think of this, I had to fly to Miami.
Uh-huh.
And then from Miami, it was almost a four-hour plane ride heading south.
Just south. Okay.
South and slightly east.
Okay.
So you go past like the Virgin Islands and Guadalupe, which are all part of the same Antilles island.
So system. South of Cuba even?
South of Cuba. Okay. Yeah, you go past Cuba. And but it's north of Tobago and Trinidad.
Okay.
So it's quite isolated. It's just 21 miles long and 14 miles wide. So we saw pretty much all of the island with the various tours and activities, catamaran trips and buzz trips and rum factory trips, because rum is one of the, you know, rum and sugar, of course, are their main produce.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it was a really interesting experience, very different to what I thought, very, you know, humbling in a way, because I was thinking I was going to one of these places that was going to be, for want of a better term, you know, Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to go somewhere that was not Americanized, because I like looking at different cultures. And I did find that different culture. So there's just one piece of the island, which they called the up on the upper west coast, upper west north coast. And that is very extremely, obscenely wealthy. And of course, foreigners all live there.
Right.
But the rest of the island is very humble. Yeah, it's a tough life out there for people, I think.
Hmm.
But it was really interesting. Got to taste lots of different foods, and I went to the, you know, I saw lots of elderly ladies at the grocery store. We went to the grocery store one day and asked them how to cook various things. So it was a really nice experience. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Main ingredients, a little rum sauce and everything. Is that right?
Rum with everything. Rum with everything.
Everything tastes good with a little rum.
Yeah, well, we went to the rum factory, and obviously they give you tasting of these. I couldn't taste them because they were too strong for me, but it's like fire water. But I did buy a bottle of cream rum, which I thought, okay, I probably can handle that. When I got to the counter, I said, have you tried this? Do you like it? And she goes, oh, it's fantastic on dessert. Just pour it all over your dessert.
See? So, rum sauce.
Rum sauce, yes. Well, it's good to be back, and this is my first day back, so I'm kind of still in vacation mode today. Thanks for running everything while I was gone, Eric. I do appreciate
my
it.
My pleasure, and luckily we've still got probably not quite as hot, but nearing Barbados temperatures here in the Northwest as far as we go anyway. So not too much to ease back into as far as weather-wise. It could be shocking sometimes coming from a warm climate back to the Northwest
right.
and have it be
probably about the same, actually, yeah. because even though it felt much, much hotter in Barbados mm-hmm. because the humidity must have been higher, because you'd get in, you know, we constantly were jumping in the swimming pool to cool off and constantly having cold showers to cool off, and 5 minutes later you were sweating buckets. I mean, it really, you know, it was really hot.
That's how I felt yesterday when I was outside trying to do some gardening.
Oh, I wouldn't have done gardening yesterday.
I know. I know. That. I figured I got to do something with this weekend aside from watch TV. So I got out there.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. And Pam Cady is here. She's got some great books for us today to share with us for a summer reading list. So you might want to grab a pen and paper if you are looking for new authors and new books to read. We'll be right back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair, and we'll be right back.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Did you know that capsizing boats and people falling overboard account for over 70% of boating fatalities? 80% of those fatalities occur on boats under 26 feet and on boats with operators who've had no formal boating instruction. 50% of all boating accidents involve alcohol. Be smart this summer. Know who you're boating with. Wear a Coast Guard approved life jacket and don't drink and boat. This message is brought to you by supporters of Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair and the JMB Group, who wish you safe boating fun. Next week on Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Matt Richtel explores the mysterious investigation into how technology influences the human mind, as told through a real-life event involving rocket scientists. Later, animal communicator Tim Link on talking with cats and dogs, joining the conversation to improve behavior and bond with your animals. Join us every Monday at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find past shows at conversationslive.net.
Thanks for listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. Follow me on Twitter at Vicky St. Clair.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
There's a certain melody takes me back to the place.
And welcome back, everyone. Well, as promised, Pam Cady is here to join us today. She's been in the book business since 1981. She worked in Rhode Island as a bookseller for B. Dalton Bookseller in Torrance, California. After that, she helped run a small independent shop in Long Beach, California. And then she and her family moved to Seattle, and we've had the pleasure of Pam Cady ever since. Now, have you been at a university bookstore that whole time, or have you moved around a bit? I forget.
I have been at University Bookstore the whole time. I've been in Seattle since I've been in Seattle since 1994, but at the university since 1997.
Wow. So tell us what it is. I mean, I'm a bookaholic, honestly. I spend so much money on books, it's ridiculous. But even in Barbados, when I just got back from Barbados, I wanted to go to the a bookstore. Let's go to the bookstore. But what is it about working in the book industry that fascinates you and keeps you going?
Well, as you know, if you read, I think everybody's in the back of their mind, it's like, oh, all I want to do is work in a bookstore. Wouldn't it be great? So many of my customers say, oh, my God, you have the best job on the planet.
Right.
And you know, we do, because we get to read anything we want. And then we get to stalk the authors that we love. And I get to meet so many people, so many writers that I never would meet otherwise. And it's a thrill. It's thrilling every time, because you're just as much as anybody else, you are a fan.
Right. Well, that's awesome, and it's great to do work that you love. So I know you've got a ton of books here, so why don't we dive straight in here? And I know you have a couple that you talked about last time, but they're now out in paperback. Yeah. Euphoria by Lily King, mm-hmm. and Never Home by Laird Hunt. So tell us a little about those.
Okay. Euphoria is this really terrific novel based on the life, a small part of Margaret Mead's life. You know, she goes into the jungles and she really tries to, without getting to be any part of the society that she's observing. But of course, it doesn't matter when you come upon a society and you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just observe. You become part of. And it is really about relationships that she embarks upon and the society that she watches and how in love, she's just in love with the people that she observes. And but it's really, it's a very dark. It becomes very dark. At mm-hmm. first, it's not so, well, you get hints that it's dark, but because these people are so passionate and in love with what they're doing. It's thrilling. And then the thrill turns to other things.
Okay, lots of intrigue there.
Yes. And it's beautifully written.
Right.
Yeah, the language is pretty wonderful.
Okay, and so that's Euphoria. We'll hold that up for people who want to see what it looks like if they're at the bookstore. You've got Nancy
and it's in paperback.
Okay, and you have a little note on here, book club. Is that anything to do with this particular book?
Yes, that one. Nancy Pearl has a book club that is organized outside of our store, and so she, in our store, and she is reading this book with her book club, and anybody can join the book club. And I believe that they're going to be talking about it at 6:30 on July 10th.
Okay. Okay. Well, I put a link to your events page on Facebook because I have to tell listeners, you know, I deal with hundreds of authors throughout the course of a year. As you can imagine, hundreds of books come my way from many, many publishers. And University Bookstore has one of the best events lists, I think, in Seattle. You've always got stuff going on. You've got,
we do.
You know, events tonight, tomorrow. I mean, every single day there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
So let's look at this one then. Never Home.
Never Home. Published by Hachette, is by Laird Hunt. It is a fascinating, really different look that we've never read about before of the Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah. It is about a woman who disguises herself as a man and becomes a soldier.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, and it's actually based on a true story. There really were women who became soldiers in the Civil War. Nobody knew they were women because terrible things would happen to you, of course, if you were found out.
Yes.
but it's a fascinating look at that time, mm-hmm. And what it was like for this woman to become a soldier and what it meant to leave her husband behind.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating, and it's, once again, a wonderful language. I highly recommend it. Obviously, I wouldn't be talking about it.
Right, and this is newly out in paperback. Is that,
yes,
correct?
Yes, newly, okay, out in paperback.
And so what about this one? My Salinger Year, Joanna Rykoff.
My Salinger Year is the really, it's funny, it's tender, it's full of heart. As you might imagine, this young woman who just graduated from college, looking for a job in New York, of course, stumbles into the literary community, and she starts working for an agency that represents Salinger, who, of course, by that time, as we all know, has become a hermit. He doesn't see people. He doesn't talk to people. He doesn't trust people.
Yeah, I saw the documentary on him. He really did become a hermit.
Yeah, yeah. And this is about her. He never read his letters that people sent him. The agency did. And so this is her year of her reading his fan letters. She responded to his fan letters, and then she does finally meet him.
Mm. Now, is this in letter format? No, it's not, right?
No, it's a memoir.
It's a memoir.
And it's, once again, beautifully written. It's a wonderful voice. It remind, you know, most of us graduated from college, and what do you do afterwards? And it reminds you of how young you were and how important, though, that first year out of college was.
Right, right. Okay, so let's move on to this. This is another national bestseller. These are all bestsellers, actually, international and national. Station 11, a novel, Emily St. John Mandel. So compelling, so fearlessly imagined that I wouldn't have put it down for anything. Anne Patchett says, tell us about that one. That's a nice cover.
Oh, yeah.
I know you shouldn't buy books for that cover, but I'm still tempted, let me tell you.
Oh, I know it. Absolutely. I pick books up because I'm compelled by their covers. I don't buy them for their covers,
right,
but I do pick them up because of them. This is a just wonderful novel. It imagines a post-apocalyptic world through the eyes of, well, not really the eyes. It has a core, and this core person to the book actually doesn't live through the post-apocalyptic years. He's an actor, and the book opens with him being on stage, but he has a heart attack and dies on stage.
Uh-oh.
But what's interesting is that he's the last person to just die of just anything else other than the flu, the pandemic that comes along. He's the last person. And the book is about all of the people that were connected to him in some way and how they move forward in time.
Mm, interesting.
It's fascinating. She does a great job. It's one of those things that is imagined like there's no zombies. There's no one. There's nothing like that. It's
right.
Just really, gosh, what might happen?
Right, right.
If we really did, if 99% of the population died.
Yeah.
How would we go on?
Interesting. And so the book of Strange New Things by Michael Faber is your next one.
Once again, this is, I would call it, beautiful language, beautiful world building, interesting characters. It's about a man who is a minister, and he joins he goes to a different world because the people who live on the different world want a minister because they've already had one and who's disappeared from their society.
Right.
And it's, imagine if you will, like Amazon or Microsoft or some huge corporation taking over the space program. And the book is about how this corporation has taken over the space program and has populated this world with us, with scientists and people who are discovering this world, and these people who are nothing like us, although who have learned our language, and how what are the morals? How do we make first contact? How do we do it in a way that perhaps wasn't the way we've done it in the past? How we can move on in a way that helps not only the society that we're observing and becoming a part of, but helps us as a people, because what's happening really, which is unknown at the beginning of the book, we're sent up there because they know, this corporation knows, that our world is about to fall apart.
Well, you know what? Maybe not too far from the truth with the corporation taking over and sending us away, right?
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
It's very interesting.
I'm not into science fiction, but that sounds like something I'd be really interested in reading.
Yeah.
And this one, the last one for this particular segment, is called Hild by Nicola Griffith. Again, a very attractive cover there.
Right. Actually, Nicola Griffith is a Seattle writer. She lives in Seattle. She's wonderful. She's so smart, so delightful, and she's a brilliant writer. And this is the first book in a series about Hild, who was a saint in the 7th century Britain. So I don't know about you, but I don't usually read books about 7th century Britain. And it is so well recreated that you feel like this is a fantasy. These people live as if we're, you know, like George R.R. Martin.
Right, right.
That world. It's very much like that world, except it is really true and fascinating. I have to say that I was so into it that I would then go on a line and just look up everybody that I could think of and do some research.
So she weaves real characters into her fiction story?
Yes.
That's really interesting when people do that. A lot of research. A
lot of research. And there's many more books to this. This is only the beginning of her journey. So very fascinating, really well written. Just wonderful.
All right, so that's Hild by Nicola Griffith, and she's a Seattle writer, so that's all good. That's great that we have a Seattle writer in there. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. We're talking with Pam Cady. She's the manager of General Books over at University Bookstore. She's got lots more summer reading for us here, so if you haven't already, grab a pen and paper and start taking some notes of those titles. We'll be right back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
Let's see if I guess that this just isn't working.
Knowing you have a great idea for a book is one thing, writing it another. So what's stopping you? Maybe you can't find time. Maybe you don't know where to begin. Maybe you wrote a couple of chapters, then disappeared down a rabbit hole. Or maybe you'd rather someone else write it for you. Partnering with the right coach or ghostwriter can make all the difference between talking about your book and finishing your book. As an award-winning writer and strategic consultant, Vicky St. Clair's storytelling credits span from business, health, self-help, and memoir to New York Times and USA Today best-selling anthologies. Vicky partners with people just like you at the exact level you need. Whether you need a little encouragement, editorial guidance, or full-blown ghostwriting and consulting services, if you're serious about telling the story you know is inside you, stop procrastinating. Let's get your story down on paper. Contact Vicky today. Email Vicky at VickySt.Clair.com or call 1-800-495-7617. See more about Vicky and her work at VickySt.Clair.com.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to the Northwest School of Animal Massage, we cover the world of animals. This week, July 5th, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We'll talk with the Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary in Carnation, Mollywood Avian Sanctuary in Bellingham, All Breed Equine Rescue in Marysville, plus Serving the Human Animal. We'll talk more with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and more on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Matt Richtel explores a mysterious investigation into how technology influences the human mind, as told through a real-life event involving rocket scientists. Later, animal communicator Tim Link on talking with cats and dogs, joining the conversation to improve behavior and bond with your animals. Join us every Monday at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find past shows at conversationslive.net.
If you'd like to advertise your business or service on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, or you'd like to become a program supporter by sponsoring one of our shows, please call me at 425-269-4772. Let Conversations Live shine a spotlight on you. Call 425-269-4772 or email info@conversationslive.net. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Find out about upcoming shows at conversationslive.net.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
I'm looking back, I'm running a race, and you're the book I read, so feel my fingers as they...
Welcome back. Well, we've got Pam Cady dancing in the studio with us. Pam's the manager of General Books over at University Bookstore, and she's kindly joining us again this year to come up with her summer recommendations, her reading list here. Loads of books here, so we're going to watch the time carefully. We'll try and get through as many as we can. All right, Pam, this first one is Our Endless Numbered Days. It's a novel by Claire Fuller. You tell me about it. I won't read the review there because I haven't got my glasses on right now.
This is like Alfred Hitchcock meets a really, really literary writer. it takes place over a 10-year period of time, maybe a little less. It's about this little girl who's about 8 years old who lives with her parents in Britain, and her mom's a pianist, and her dad is a stay-at-home dad. You don't really quite know what he does other than he is a person who's waiting for the apocalypse to happen. And so he gathers, he builds things to make sure, the shelters, and he gathers food and everything that you would possibly want just in case something happens to end the world.
Right.
And so into this world, this young woman is living, and her mom goes away. She is a pianist, and she's a famous pianist. And so she goes away on a tour, and she's left with her dad, and something happens. You don't know what, to make the dad kind of snap. And he takes the little girl and tells her that it's the end of the world. The apocalypse is here. Mm. They need to go into the forest. And they do. They go into the forest, and he tells her, nothing else exists now. Bombs have been dropped. There's just nothing there. This is the end of the world, and we are the last two survivors, and we're in the forest. And they stay there until she, like another 10 years goes by.
It sounds like something, I've forgotten his name, that filmmaker who makes all those films that are not what they appear. Do you know the one I'm talking? M. Night or something?
Oh, yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's so creepy and fascinating and well-written, and the story is just like I said, very Hitchcockian. And I only told you the beginning of the story, so the rest of it is just, it'll knock your socks off.
Okay.
That ending will knock your socks off.
Okay. Well, that one's called Our Endless Numbered Days by Claire Fuller. And the next one is The Boatmaker. This is a novel by John Bendit. And what's that one about? A boatmaker, I'm assuming.
There's a man on the little island who has a fever. And out of this fever, he awakens, and he's on fire to leave this little island. And the only way he can do that is to build a boat, so he does. He is not known for it. He's a carpenter. He's a beautiful carpenter. He does such amazing work, but he's never built a boat before. And it's a very strict society on this little island. There are boat makers already. But he builds his own. He sails away. He goes to another sort of medium island. and he's there for a little bit of a while. But then really what he does is he goes to the Big Island. And there he finds a society that is, it's a fable, but it's very recognizable fable. He's a man in search of himself who comes into a sort of a European pre-Hitler days where being a Jew is not such a great thing, and what he learns about himself and how to make it through, and not just make it through, but really learn how to be in the world in a way that he can be constructive.
Right.
Not
right.
just within himself, but in the world. And right. he needs to learn how to do that within himself first before right. he can do that with the world. And he doesn't have those tools, but he learns. It's a huge journey, an interior and exterior journey that's just so beautifully written.
Sounds fascinating. Yeah. What imagination these authors have. I mean, you've really shared some different kinds of stories here. This one is called, this is a hardback here, The Wonder Garden, it's called, by Lauren Acampora.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and brilliant, says Joseph O'Neill about that one.
Yeah, it is very dark and it is very brilliant. There are linked short stories about this small town in upstate New York, very affluent, and all different stories about different families in the town and how they're linked together. It is, you know, it's like the underside. First, you don't get the taste of the underside, but then there's that underside that's there.
Mm-hmm.
They're weird, these, but I very, yeah, you can see that happening. It's creepy in a way that, yeah, that I can see happening.
Okay, that sounds interesting to me. And it looks so, they have this picture of like normal on the front, right? and things aren't so normal.
No, things are not very normal in this very affluent little town.
All right, the next book we have up is by Tim Johnson. This is a novel called Descent. What is this about? This is a riveting literary thriller.
It is a literary thriller. You know, there are a lot of thrillers that are just mostly about story.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is so beautifully written, and it's a page-turner. It's takes place in a small Colorado town. Young woman who's just graduated from high school and going into college, and a family who's on vacation celebrating the fact that she's, you know, just graduated and is going on to college. She's kidnapped. She goes for a run one early morning on the mountains in Colorado, and she's kidnapped and never comes back. And what happens? What happens to the family that's left behind? And that's what the story is about. And do they give up looking for her or not? And then what happens?
Okay, well, we're gonna have to read the book to find that out. I think I might like that because I love thrillers. I am a thriller-holic.
Oh no, it's thrilling.
Okay,
yeah,
I
loved it.
Definitely gonna read that one then. All right, oh, this is a big thick one here. It's called A Little Life. It's by Hanya. I'm not even going to try and say that last name. You can say that name, Pam. You're the expert here.
Hanya Yanagihara. It's a beautifully written book. It wrecked me, I have to say. It's really for a small population of readers who don't mind having their heart just broken.
Oh, that's not me then.
Yeah.
I've had it broken enough.
But it's such a beautifully written book, and you've fall in love head over heels with the main character, who is Jude, but he doesn't have an easy life. He has a very difficult life, and that's what it's about, a little life.
Very good.
Yeah.
And that's some chunky reading. That's over 700 pages, but you know, if a book's good, you just don't even notice.
You
that,
don't
do
notice
you?
When in fact when I put it down, I was shattered. I did not want it to end, and I did want it to end just because you just want him to have some peace.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, oh, no, I have to leave him behind.
Well, maybe he'll come back again some other time. All right, this one is Steve and Eves. Is this this
Seven
is
Eves.
Seven Eves. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that was kind of confusing.
Yes, that is confusing.
Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson. And that's a fascinating cover. So what's this one
He's
about?
He's also a Puget Sound writer, lives
excellent.
In the area.
Yeah.
Very famous science fiction writer. It's, once again, it's a post-apocalyptic novel. It happens very innocently enough. Something happens to the moon, and it breaks apart in chunks, like 8 chunks. And you can see what's happened. I mean, people literally can see what's happening. And of course, who wouldn't freak out?
Right, right.
But at first, everybody thinks, oh, well, they're just chunks. The gravity will keep them together. And everything will be fine here. It'll just be super interesting to watch the chunks. At first, scientists really do believe that the chunks will just stay together and sort of mold back together again. But they don't. They find out over time, and they don't have long, a couple of years at most, that the chunks start knocking against each other. And when things knock against each other that have that kind of mass, they break apart. And so it's going to break apart until there's no moon left. And what happens to the remnants of the moon is that it obviously comes down. It's going to come down into our atmosphere,
right, right,
and break up and flame. And so what happens is when the moon breaks up altogether, there's no more moon left, it all is going to rain down on Earth, and it's going to be like a firestorm all around the Earth. And so what happens? I can't tell you.
Isn't she a tease?
But it is called Seven Eves.
Seven Eves. Okay. All right, and that's by Neal Stephenson, very famous science fiction writer here in the Puget Sound. I guess people who read science fiction would know his name instantly.
Yeah.
So this is a memoir. This is a memoir by Abigail Thomas, New York Times bestselling author of A Three-Dog Life. And the book is called What Comes Next and How to Like It. Isn't that key, how to like it?
It is key. I don't think, we assume that we know what's going to be coming next, but we don't always like it. But what she does is she talks about her life, and she's such a gracious, so lovely, graceful woman. She's got a huge amount of humor. I mean, it's very funny, but it's a very poignant memoir.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it in a day, and it has so much to offer. It has so much wisdom. She's not a young woman anymore, and she talks about her friendships and her children and what she's learned and her dogs, who she just adores. And I highly recommend it. I just loved it. I fell in love with her. I fell in love with her, and I stalked her for a little bit, and she was very wonderful about it.
Well, she's got a picture of her dog here on her book jacket cover here. So What Comes Next and How to Like It, a memoir by Abigail Thomas. And Anne Lamott says, this may be the most honest book I've ever read by one of the most beautiful writers I know. That's high praise coming from Anne Lamott.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is called Our Souls at Night, and this is a novel by Kurt Harif.
We lost him this year. He died earlier in 2014. But he left. This was his last book. And he's a beautiful writer, just a beautiful writer. And this, Our Souls at Night, is no slouch of a book. It's his gift is to write sparely and yet say so much in just one sentence that maybe
I love that in a writer.
Maybe somebody else it would take a paragraph.
Yeah.
Just evokes so much emotion and so much love and anything else that he writes about in so few words that you just fall in love. And this book is about two older people in their 70s who both of their spouses have died, a man and a woman. And it starts off with the woman making a proposal to the man because they live in the same neighborhood.
Right.
And they've known each other for years tangentially, but not known each other.
Right, right.
And she says to him, so you're lonely and I'm lonely. Let's hang out. and sleep together. And not in a sexual way, but just, I miss my husband.
Right.
Is, what do you think? So he takes a moment or two to really think about it, a couple of days. and he comes to the conclusion, well, why not? I like this woman. I'm also lonely. And so they strike up this relationship that's just gorgeous. And but what does it mean to their respective families
mm-hmm.
who don't live there anymore? But, and that's what the book's about.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Our Souls at Night, and that's by Kent Harif. And how old was he? Was he an elderly writer?
He was in, I think he was 71, in his 70s. Yeah.
71, yeah. Interesting. All right, so the last book for this particular segment is called The Sympathizer, and this is a novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
Well done.
I used to have a lot of Vietnamese employees when I worked in San Diego at the bank.
Well, you nailed that one. The Sympathizer is a novel about how... You know, there are a lot of books about Vietnam from the American perspective, mm-hmm. but there's not many books written by the Vietnamese perspective. And this is one
it's
of those books.
True, actually, because, yeah. you know, we've got Chinese and Japanese, a lot of Asian, but very few Vietnamese.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a professor at USC, not UCLA. I think it's USC. Remarkable man. Smart and funny and full of heart. And he has finally written this book about a spy. And the spy is not on the side of the American sympathizers, but he pretends that he is. He's infiltrated the side who the Americans are backing. And but really he is a sympathizer to the other side.
Right.
And his friends are very high up on the other side. And, but then the war happens and he and the American-backed Vietnamese leave the country because they have to. They've lost. And what is it like to be a spy who's expelled with the side that he's not on? But he's infiltrating still this side because he feels, and the other side feels, that they're going to come back and try to make a coup. So he comes back to America with this side, and it's fascinating because he knows English. He's learned English. He starts working for a professor in Southern California, and to see Americans and America through this guy's eyes, you just don't want to miss it. It's so well written, you just have to read it.
Okay, very good. And The Sympathizer is the name of the book by Viet Thanh Nguyen. Interesting. I was thinking about this while you were talking, and I don't know of any other Vietnamese writer. I know they're out there, but so I'm glad you brought that along. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back to finish up today's show with Pam Cady. She's got some more great books for us here, so please do stay tuned. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair.
Written by a doctor with a German name. It had glossy features, serious stuff. I read it seven times and I knew it well enough. And now I've got you.
Did you know that capsizing boats and people falling overboard account for over 70% of boating fatalities? 80% of those fatalities occur on boats under 26 feet and on boats with operators who've had no formal boating instruction. 50% of all boating accidents involve alcohol. Be smart this summer. Know who you're boating with. Wear a Coast Guard approved life jacket and don't drink and boat. This message is brought to you by supporters of Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair and the JMB Group, who wish you safe boating fun.
Do something different with your spare time. Give baby animals at Paws a fresh start. With the assistance of caring volunteers, Paws helps hundreds of orphaned and sick kittens and puppies each year. Join us and save lives. Become a Paws foster care volunteer. For more information, visit paws.org or 425-787-7777. 2500, pause.org, or 425-787-2500.
If you'd like to advertise your business or service on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, or you'd like to become a program supporter by sponsoring one of our shows, please call me at 425-269-4772. Let Conversations Live shine a spotlight on you. Call 425-269-4772 or email info@conversationslive.net. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Listen to podcasts of past shows at conversationslive.net.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. My special guest today is Pam Cady. She is the manager of General Books over at University Bookstore and again is joining us this year for this year's recommended summer reading. And she has very broad, eclectic taste. So I'm really pleased to have her here because we covered, I think, just a whole range of subjects and topics and different kinds of writers here. Right, Pam? And so we're going to look at a couple of graphic novels next. And this one, Fun Home, you're really excited about this one. So tell us what this is about.
Okay, so Fun Home has been out for a few years. So it's not new. But I think it's notable because the Fun Home, the graphic novel by Alison Bechdel, which is just beautifully penned and written and drawn, has just won 5 Tonys.
Oh, wow.
On Broadway. It is about a young woman taken from looking back. She's really a 42-year-old woman who's looking back on her life. And it starts when she's 10 years old, living with her parents, and what it's like to be the gay daughter of a closeted gay man who never came out.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it impacted their lives dramatically. It impacted their relationship dramatically and, of course, obviously impacted his relationship with her mother dramatically. And they never got a divorce. And it's just fascinating, just a beautiful, beautiful graphic novel.
It's a graphic novel. So did she do the illustrations?
Yes, she did everything.
Talented lady.
Oh, yeah.
Talented
extremely.
Lady.
One of the best.
And that's called Fun Home, a family tragicomic. Family tragic comedy.
That's called Fun Home because they grew up in a funeral home.
Oh, okay. The next one is, this is also a graphic novel.
By Alison Bechdel.
By the same author.
Yeah. Fun Home is about her relationship with her dad, and the second one is about her relationship with her mother.
That's why it's called Are You My Mother?
Exactly. So it completes the, it's not a trilogy, but it's, you know, I guess, what would you call that, a duology?
Yeah.
Once again, beautifully written, beautifully penned, but slightly different. She had a different relationship with her mother. So the first one, I'd say, is like her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is her brain, her mind. It's very intellectual.
So is there a particular order you should read them in?
Yes, or you should read Fun Home first.
Fun Home first.
And then Are You My Mother?
Okay, excellent. This is a Marcel Proust graphic novel, In Search of Lost Time, Swan's Way. This is a big book. This is in color, too. I like it.
Yeah. So if you're not a person who has ever read Marcel Proust or Swan's Way or anything by him, but you've heard so much about it, everyone that you know has read Swan's Way, but you're a little scared because he's so literary and he's not somebody that you necessarily want to spend a lot of time with. This is the graphic novel of Swan's Way, In Search of Lost Time. It's beautifully written and beautifully, beautifully illustrated.
It is,
and I
yeah.
suggest that if you really want to stick your toe into something, Marcel Proust, and you just don't want to spend the time reading the entire oeuvre, this is where you want to start.
Good recommendation there. I like this one. Why does
Why Dogs Have Wet Noses.
Why Dogs Have Wet Noses just came out.
By Kenneth Stephen. And who's the other one?
His name is Ovin. I guess it's Øyvind Torsæter.
Okay.
He's written lots of wonderful. This is a picture book, and it's a wonderful reimagination of Noah's Ark, told through it's extremely modern. Extremely modern, and talks about his dog and why he has a wet nose. And I'm not going to give it away. You have to read it. It's a mystery.
All right. So the title is Why Dogs Have Wet Noses by, let's get that again, Kenneth Stephen and Øyvind Torsæter, right?
Yeah.
And this is another picture book here. This is called Pool by Jaehyun Lee.
Mm-hmm. Just so beautifully done. It's wordless. And the illustrations are just so full of imagination and wonder. It's about these two kids who meet each other at a pool. And what it is...
Hold that up for the camera there.
And what it is they find together in the pool with their imagination.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever seen a picture book with no words in at all. But it does tell a story. I can see just from the little bit we've looked at here, there's a very strong story there. So that's called a pool. And are we getting into a different section here, or is this again a picture book? This is another picture book.
This is just a picture book,
And this is called Home by Carson Ellis.
Yes. Carson Ellis, wonderful illustrator. She decided to... She goes on tour with her husband a lot. They go on tour a lot together, and she decided to illustrate a book about what home is to many different people in the world. And beautifully illustrated, and clean homes, messy homes, bee homes, sea homes, and then who lives in these homes. Beautifully illustrated.
Oh yeah, look at that. That's pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the picture books.
I do too. I can't resist.
I'm very, very visual. And this one's called The Blue Whale by Jenny Desmond. And this is another picture book.
Right. And it talks about, you guessed it, the blue whale. And it's actually kind of a long picture book. It's what... Once upon a time, a child took a book off the shelf and started to read, and it was about the blue whale. Once again, it's a very... So all of these have something to do with summer, as far as I'm concerned. And the illustrations are just stunning in every single book.
Oh, look at that eye there. That captures that eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very good. The Blue Whale by Jenny Desmond. Okay, so we're on to some... other books now, which you'd categorize, these are all different. Let's have a look at this one, since we're up here. The Salish Sea. That looks beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's a
jewel of the Pacific Northwest.
And you know, it's only $24.95.
Oh, wow.
And all of the photographs are just beautiful.
Right. Oh, look at that. It's spectacular.
And it's Sasquatch Books, which is a once again, it's a Seattle-based publisher. So
I'm looking here and I see some... the type of habitats we might find. So how would you describe the book?
It's a sort of a history and documentation of what lives in the Salish Sea.
Okay.
And what is the Salish Sea? Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
I think, we don't have time for another one, unfortunately, but you've got some future reads here. Future reads that are coming up shortly. Is there one here that you'd recommend?
Yes, the Fates and Furies.
Fates and Furies.
It's in the back.
And that's by?
Lauren Groff.
So that's something to look forward to. That's coming out September, right?
Yep, September. It's just a beautifully written book.
Okay. Well, Pam Cady, awesome. Look at all the books we've got through today. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Final, very quick thought you'd like to leave with our listeners today.
Please go into your local bookstore and support your local bookstore. You can find us at ubookstore.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Tumblr.
There we go. And as I said, the link to their events page, you'll find it on their website, which is, again...
ubookstore.com.
I also put it on our Facebook page because it seriously is one of the best events list in the Pacific Northwest. So if you love going to book events, love meeting authors, listening to them, then check it out, because they have a lot of stuff going on. And I know how much work that is to put all that together. Pam Cady, thank you so much for your thoughtful collection here. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank you each for joining us today. We're right at the end of the show, so we do have to run out of here. But if you have questions or comments on today's show, you can find me at 800-495-7617, 800-495-7617. We're at conversationslive.net. Facebook, Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair, and Twitter at Vicky St. Clair. Until next week, thanks for being with us. Live well, live strong. Hi, this is Vicky St. Clair. If you have a business, service, or event and would like to deliver your message to a large audience, call me at 425-269-4772. Let Conversations Live shine the spotlight on you. Call 425-269-4772.